Hare Krishna, I have Madhupati, includes a link to The Economist, which I didn't read, but he summarizes it briefly, saying that scientists by genetic engineering are making, or proposing to make, artificial leather out of yeast. So this is something that we would support, because yeast is also life, but it's a lower level of life than, for instance, killing animals. So that's our stand on something like that. My approach would be that we don't support this type of proposal or this type of artificial nonviolence. I say it's artificial because it may appear that killing yeast is not as harmful as killing cows or other type of animals that they use for leather, calves. But we're not just interested in an immediate end result. We're interested in actually bringing about some kind of change in human society. And this proposal is that we continue on with our same sinful lifestyle. We live the same way. We continue with our dishonesty, with our lack of austerity, with our lack of honesty, with our lack of cleanliness, and so on, and we live in what we're going to consider to be a less violent lifestyle. But it's not really less violent. It's a materialist's version of what less violence is and more violence is. Our solution should be those things where people actually learn self-control, because here the idea is, no, we're not going to change our standard of self-control, but we're going to continue living the same kind of lifestyle and having the same type of demands from the world around us, but we just figured out another way of doing it. No, change the way you live and learn how to be clean, how to be truthful, how to be austere. And if you really want to live a more non-violent lifestyle, then why not just wait until animals actually die? This was Prabhupada's version. If you want to even eat meat, or if you want to have leather products, those animals die a natural death anyway. It will take time, but they die a natural death. So when they die, then you take their leather, and you can use those leather goods. Of course, people will say, well, there won't be enough leather in that case if we shut down slaughterhouses. But not so. There will be if you change your whole approach to industry and you go back to tilling the soil with bulls and horses, and if rather than being a artificial lifestyle of artificial food consumption and eating, who knows, petroleum products and margarine and so on, you go back to cooking with ghee instead of oil, and using butter and other natural milk products, then you need to also have a large herd of both bulls and cows. So there will be plenty of animals, and those animals will die, and then you can have both your non-violent meat and your non-violent leather, if those are your preferences. So that should be our approach. That should be how we encourage people. We encourage people not to take some kind of shortcut that really doesn't make any real substantial change in the way that people are living, thinking about themselves and the world, but a solution that works. It works in the long term. The solution doesn't work. It may appear to work in the short term, but in due course of time, you're going to end up creating more problems than you're solving. Why? Because it's not God's way. So if you want to have a harmonic lifestyle, then you have to live according to the laws of God. And if you dream up ideas of a better world, then you're just going to continue to make Frankensteins. Hare Krishna.